Now it's played forward towards Boyce, overlapping run now on towards, I think that is Benson. Benson whips it into the box. And Michael Duffy! Michael Duffy at the death scores his 11th goal this season for Derry City.
Can I ask you, do you fancy doing things the easy way?
No, I just said that I'm going to end up either bald or completely grey before this is all said and done. But listen, as long as you're winning, as long as you get 3 points, I'll take it any way we can.
The 3 points has certainly added to the tally to go to second place, and with fixtures against Waterford and Cork, do you think now that you're more odds on to secure that second place?
That's all talk for you boys, our talks. Waterford, we'll enjoy tonight. The boys have a couple of days off with an international break, and then we'll get back in and we'll dust ourselves down. Nothing's achieved yet, nothing's done yet, and it's important that we focus and concentrate. We lost 3-0 the last time we went to Waterford, so we're fully aware of the challenge that lies ahead down there. So as I say, nothing done, nothing finalised at this stage. Still a lot of hard work ahead of us.
During the second half, you changed the shape and the approach. Was that from the observations in the first half, or was it reacting to what Sligo Rovers had done?
I just felt that we obviously had to tweak things on two different occasions during the game, and we just felt that we probably were needed an extra man higher up the pitch rather than an extra man in the back line. So we tweaked that, and as I say, thankfully we were very dominant in the second half, and we got our goal in the end.
But did you think it was ever going to come?
The honest answer was no. I thought it was going to be one of those days, because you had to. I was even thinking in my head of I couldn't go in after the game, be critical of the boys because they've done everything we asked of them. But thankfully for Mickey Duffy, and they got that last minute winner.
It's been a great week for him, 3-year contract, and they scored that last minute winner. You must be rolling out of great words they speak about Mickey.
Yeah, I think Mickey is what Mickey is. He's a top lad. He's a top lad, even more than a top player or a top professional. He's a top lad. He's brilliant around the place. He's Derry through and through. He runs himself into the ground, and I think he got his rewards tonight.
And the negative, Carroll Winchester had to go off injured during the first half. We'd seen during the warm-up that he was possibly having some issues. Has he been assessed in any way?
He obviously rolled his ankle in the warm-up, but Winnie being Winnie, he wanted to. He was hoping that the adrenaline would kick in and that he'd be able to run it off, but unfortunately he wasn't. He didn't have the mobility, so it was important that we got that change. We have a couple of days off now, so it's one of those ones where a little bit of rest and recovery, and we'll reassess it on Thursday or Wednesday.
And how important will that break be?
Yeah, I think it'll be massive for us. We've obviously lost 3 or 4 players in the last 10 days, 2 weeks for the rest of the season, so we're asking a lot of the players at the moment, and great credit to them. They never complain, and the couple of days they deserve.